FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Education says it's resolving technical issues that have delayed payments to service providers in the National School Nutrition Program. It says 78% of payments were made last month, but a new financial system caused glitches that delayed the rest. Service providers claim they haven't been paid for several months, affecting millions of disadvantaged learners in the province. They stage a picket at the district office in Pietermaritzburg today, demanding immediate payments. KZN Education, however, says school meals haven't been disrupted. Spokesperson Muzi Mahlambi says outstanding funds will reflect by Thursday.
We tried on the 25th and on the 25th of April and 2nd of May, unsuccessfully so, but today there is another run. We wish to apologize for the technical glitches that we have experienced.
DA KZN spokesperson on education, Sakile Mgadi, has blamed the department for poor financial planning and mismanagement.
I've written to the acting chair of the portfolio committee in KwaZulu-Natal, demanding an urgent sitting to expose this mess and force real accountability. If no immediate action is taken, the DA will support placing the department under administration. Our children deserve better. Hungry learners can't learn, and this government is clearly failing them.
Police say they've reunited almost 18,000 people with their families in the last 5 years. These were adults and children that were reported missing at South Africa's police stations. SAPS spokesperson Athlinda Mate says almost 3,000 of them were children.
SAPS divers recovered an additional 3,099 bodies from water sources such as rivers and dams. The SAPS advises anyone who may suspect that a loved one has gone missing to immediately report their family or friends missing at their nearest police station.
In other news, the SA Weather Service has dismissed a viral message warning of an extremely cold winter due to the aphelion phenomenon. Widely circulated on social media, the hoax claims the Earth's distance from the sun will cause a colder than usual season. Forecaster Letlohonolo Tobela clarifies that the aphelion expected in July has no impact on temperatures or seasons.
The seasons are determined by the Earth's axial tilt, not its distance from the sun. As such, we plead with the public not to circulate misleading information. According to our seasonal climate watch issued on the 2nd of May 2025, minimum and maximum temperatures are expected to be above normal for most parts of the country during the winter season.
And further afield, Uganda says it's captured a key suspect in the 2019 armed kidnapping of a U.S. tourist and her driver in Queen Elizabeth National Park. Kimberly Sue Endicott and her Ugandan driver were abducted in April 2019 by armed men who later demanded a ransom of 9 million rand. They were released 4 days later following negotiations involving Ugandan and U.S. officials. Officials now say they've tracked Derek Memory, who's been on the run since 2019, to the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 26 degrees tomorrow. Richards Bay, 27.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The junior Springboks change a few for their rugby championship clash with Australia tomorrow. Crystal Palace take on Nottingham Forest in the only Premier League match tonight. And Kagiso Rabada free to play after serving a month ban for testing positive for a banned substance.